Welcome back to episode 2 of the Peer to Peer Podcast. It's Agent Zero. Today, here is...
Yo, don't hit me like that again.
Say your name,
don't
man.
Ever hit me up like that again. Yo, Legend of Winning.
Are you going to hurt me?
Yo, Legend of Winning, a.k.a. A-Low. You know what I'm saying?
This episode, we're talking about the Amazon delivery lady that's been throwing my packages.
No, we're not talking about her.
I'm violating her next time.
You know what's crazy? I didn't see you do that, but like, no. I'm not.
Yeah, she's been throwing my packages recently.
Okay, but we're not going to spend a whole podcast talking about her.
Yeah, let's move on. Do better, Amazon.
Yeah, but it's just the one lady.
So I'm going to show love.
I'm about to say, just messed up a whole bag.
No, but the specific delivery lady, Amazon is amazing. I've ordered more than 400 packages in the last 6 months. You know how it is.
So that's how you get, that's how you tell them, like, I use your service?
No, a ton.
Okay.
I'm a huge Prime member. Oh, okay. And I genuinely believe, and I know this, I don't know how we're staring like this, I genuinely, from the bottom of my fucking heart, believe that Prime is the best $80 you can spend, and I'm not capping.
Probably so.
Because you see the benefits everywhere.
But everybody doesn't order as much stuff as
you. But it's not just ordering stuff. When you want to go to Whole Foods, you get bare discounts. I don't know if you shop at Whole Foods, but when you go to Whole Foods, bare discounts. You get Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video.
What is that?
It's their Netflix competition. Okay. You get like... Me, I'm just letting
What's
you know.
What's on there, though?
Huh?
What's on there?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't use it, although I should, because I have it for free.
Wait. Is a Kevin Hart thing on there?
Nah, Netflix has that.
Okay. That Kevin Hart documentary was... Have you seen it?
Weren't you there when we were watching it? Oh, no. We watched like 3 episodes upstairs. I don't know if you were there.
Yeah, no.
When everyone was here?
No. I thought I worked hard.
So that's it, yeah.
Kevin Hart, yeah.
I never in my life seen someone work that hard.
Kevin Hart is like, that's a whole nother level of like just putting in the time.
But one interesting thing he said in one of the episodes was that he knows he can't do that forever. And so he's just trying to capitalize now so that he can retire. So then I was like, that's kind of weird for me because you almost don't think that someone that spent their whole life building productive work habits can turn that off. Like they have an off switch.
But I don't think it's necessarily him turning it off. He just knows that. I view that quote as like him knowing that at some point, also people are going to lose interest in whatever he's doing. Because in the entertaining business, at some point, your interest is going to fall off. And it doesn't matter how hard you work. You just won't be able to get back to that top.
Unless you're Dave Chappelle, of course.
Yeah, but even Chappelle is a very unique situation because he took time off. So
that's true.
People got a break from Chappelle. It's very, very, very rarely where someone can consecutively just keep putting out content like
Drake.
But I don't think I'm gonna make a very hot take here. I don't think Drake is gonna last throughout another decade.
That's not a hot take. It's already hard enough to last 2 years. You do it for a decade.
But Jay-Z did it for 2 decades.
He was not at the top the whole time, my guy.
I'm talking about Drake.
He might have been iconic. He might have been the most talented, but he wasn't at the top the whole time. He was amongst the top, but Drake has literally been at the top for a decade.
I don't think Drake will be amongst the top by the end of next decade.
I think he will.
No.
But
I don't think he will. I think that's what he was saying. I think he was saying that, like, yeah, I don't believe that even as hard as I would want to work or as hard as I can work, there's going to be a point in my life where people are not going to be interested.
Word.
So there's no point in me sitting there putting out that much, even if I wanted to, and I more likely won't be able to physically and mentally continue to work at that pace.
Mm-hmm.
When that day comes, I don't want to just be working and not receiving the same, you know, that we have right now.
He's been very smart with it. Now he's like, he's acting a lot. He has his own like production studio, and I believe they just came out with their first film like last year or something like that. He has the LOL network.
Yep.
He's been killing it with the content there.
Yep.
He's been basically carrying that shit. He has his Sirius XM radio thing, which I found out about last year when I rented my Jeep because they had Sirius XM on it. And so I would listen to that. And it was amazing. I realized I would much rather spend my car rides listening to stand-up comics, even if it's the same bit I already heard, rather than music. It's just better because
I wouldn't go that far.
Anyway, so, I mean, that network's booming and it's doing well. So I was like, yo, what is he not doing right now? It's scary how one
very
person could be everywhere.
Very, very scary. But, yo, like, that right there was crazy because I never even thought about... He was, like, thinking of, like... He was thinking of solutions to problems that have not yet arrived. Yeah. Like, that was crazy. I was like, yo, that's just ridiculous. And, like, he was just really prepping himself and I applaud him. I know people was, like, give him flack before...
Cheating on his wife?
Cheating on his wife, but I mean, come on now.
that mean? Come on. Come on now. I'm not going to lie. I will say this.
And I also think, the trainer situation, too.
That feel. I'm not going to lie. When I was watching that part, I thought I was like, this is fake.
Yeah.
I've been on YouTube long enough. I know what fake looks like. But I don't know. Maybe it was real. Or maybe he just needed to fill out an episode. It didn't look real to me.
It looked real, but it looked like it was, you know, a little over dramatic. Yeah.
The cheating stuff. I feel like people have no ability to empathize with celebrities. Because some people that have zero options, it's very easy for them to say, like, oh, how could you do such a thing? Mm. But when you're Kevin Hart and anybody would say yes, it becomes way harder. You have to have an immense amount of discipline all the time. And especially if you're interacting with people consistently, it's possible that you fuck up. It's still a fuck up, and which is why he's like, I apologize. And his wife said some crazy. Did you see the part where she was like, that was strike one. I usually do a 3-strike rule. I was like, wait. You mean you let him do it again? Like,
yeah, that didn't make no sense.
But hey, guy, man.
But the only, and I agree with what you're saying. I think a lot of people don't even understand the situation where everywhere you go, it's a possibility for you to just have sex with anybody that you want to.
Yeah,
I don't think people thoroughly understand the level of discipline you would have to have, because for the most part, most people don't even have that.
Yeah,
that's not even an option.
Most guys, you say yes to everybody.
Exactly. Yes, yeah, you would say yes to everybody,
and he can't say yes to anybody.
And I think that would be for both men and women. I think yes. If you were in a situation where you could literally have sex with anyone you wanted to when you walked into a room, yo, that's just that level of. But then the only part I blame him is that he was trying to. And I don't want to say like he was trying to blame his like support system, because he said that he wanted to go to Vegas and none of his friends had he like mm-hmm. had were free to go with him. Mm-hmm. And those are normally people who kind of support. Maybe not verbatim, but basically he wanted to go to Vegas. His support system of friends couldn't go because they were either busy or doing some other things. And so he was basically saying, because I didn't have my support there with me, then I was kind of, you know, messed up. In my opinion, if you know that your situation is that rapid where you could just kind of mess up with your whole relationship, then at that point, you shouldn't even put yourself in that situation. Maybe. That was my only, like, knock on him. It's like, then just don't go. Because if you feel like it could happen like that, then just don't go.
Did you watch? Bill Burr had a very funny bit about that, where he was talking about Tiger Woods and his cheating. That was one of the most fun. Shout out Bill Burr. But I think the reason why I empathize with the situation, even though he did mess up in a catastrophic way, especially because he's done such a good job of not getting in any controversy.
That's the other problem.
Is that I know that I haven't messed up yet, but it's only a matter of time before I do. Because if someone is perfect as Kevin Hart can, in like a span of the last couple of years, get into two really big controversies, like anybody can. But it's like, I'm not nearly as big as him, so I don't really have a lot to worry about. It's not like the mainstream media is going to be bothering me about some shit that I fucked up on. But it's also like, when I eventually mess up, because we're all human and everybody messes up, is everyone just going to turn on me? Because that's what happened. It was a lot of people just turning on him. And sometimes it was about stuff he said like a decade ago. You don't think
that's the part I really didn't. I don't understand that to this day, where people go back on people's Twitter and then they just go search up tweets. And it's like, back then, when that stuff was being tweeted, no one didn't care, because back then the way that we view society isn't the same way we view it now. So when he was making the homophobic jokes, back then they weren't really viewed that way
at all.
And then it's not only that, like, you can go back and look at multiple comedians' stand-ups. Like Bernie Mac has a stand-up.
Crazy. Patrice, Chris Rock, yeah, all of them said reckless shit.
But Bernie Mac, and to be specific, he has a stand-up where he's like just killing his nephew. Mm-hmm. And it's just like reckless homophobic stuff that he was saying.
I think I saw that exact bit.
And it's just like he's killing him. But at the time, not only is everyone laughing at the joke, no one is like throwing a fit the next day when they were watching. It's like, that's just how people were talking. And it's changed, like even recently, like the way that we even view or trying to continue to evolve, like the LGBTQ community and all that stuff. That stuff is constantly evolving on a year-to-year basis, let alone what somebody said a decade ago. So y'all calm down.
I think the part that pisses me off is that it's malicious. Like, they're not stumbling across a tweet from 10 years ago. They're searching for that shit.
They're searching.
So it's like they're looking to take people down. But it's like, you can't take someone down. I feel like that you reach a certain point if you get big enough where you're just untouchable. Like, you could write an article about Dave Chappelle, but that was the most... I got goosebumps watching his latest stand-up. Mm-hmm. And I get that he was trying to push the envelope and he was on the edge. He was saying a lot of reckless shit. But it's like, I feel like of all genres of entertainment, a lot of stand-up comics, man. That's literally what they're supposed to be doing.
And the crazy part about it is him pushing the envelope or crossing the line nearly today, when he was doing the Chappelle show,
yeah.
he literally had a skit where it was a white family, had their last name was the N-word. Yeah. What are we talking about right now?
He did the racial draft, I remember that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like to think that like that type of content will never be around anymore because that's how sad. Sensitive a lot of people are, but just the fact that you're still trying to hold people accountable for things that we've completely changed our viewpoint on.
Right.
Just like literally 5 years ago. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was crazy. But anyway, the main thing I took away from Kevin Hart was, yeah, that man works hard.
Yeah.
That man works hard.
I feel like if you asked me two people that I desperately want to speak to, it would be Dave Chappelle and Kobe Bryant. But Kevin Hart's not too far down on the list because it's like, what? How do you do that? You ever wonder, like, I feel like in the last few months I've went to like a new tier of productivity and I'm very proud of myself. But just to think that Kobe is like 9 tiers ahead of me.
Yeah.
How do you get there? And then how do you stay there? That shit is fucking hard. And I have no clue how they do that. Because a lot of people burn out 2 weeks going 100%. They like when you hear the stories of, and I think the Kevin Hart documentary kind of like showed me like, and I guess it's kind of curated and, it's not like it was an independent documentary where he didn't have a decision on what was put in there. So I guess you could have skewed it to make him look like a hard worker. But I know he's a hard worker because I follow him on Instagram. And the guy's always working.
Everybody knows he's a hard worker. That's not even debatable.
I always wondered like what it takes to get to like just increase your tier of productivity. And a lot of people think that when you do that, you just end up unhappy because, I mean, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people think because I spend most of my day worried about work that I'm not happy and that I should go outside and have fun. Fam, in high school, I dreamed about this. I wanted to play video games and shoot videos for a living. This is fun. It's like I don't have to go. Going out and wasting money trying to impress people at a club is not fun for me. That shit is actually pathetic.
I think people overlook the satisfaction that you would get from actually achieving something that you wanted to do and not only achieving at it, but being highly successful at it as well.
Word.
I think because you're basically taking a risk on yourself despite many other people saying that more likely this won't work.
Without a doubt.
And the fact that it actually succeeds in and of itself justifies all of the headaches that come along with the lifestyle that you've chosen. So I think that's the part that people tend to overlook is that you took a risk on yourself. It's actually panning out for you. And then the fact that you still are optimistic enough to believe that there's another, like a whole nother ceiling to hit because if you just work harder. Yeah, that justifies all the headaches that come with it. Because once you enter that next space, and it's like, oh, yeah.
That list shit did it for me. Where when I started putting everything I need to get done that day on a list, is like there was no time for me to really sit down and chill except like the hour where I eat because there's things on the list and I have to get them done. And before, like when it came to things like paying off credit cards or like paying the gas bill, just tedious things that I didn't want to do, I just didn't do them and I would procrastinate on them forever. What? And it was fucked up.
Happy you don't pay the bills.
But now it's like the moment I think of something, I'll pull out my phone and put it on the list. And then I make sure I get it done. There's no confusion. If it's on the list, it needs to be done, period. And so it's made me so incredibly, it's such a simple step. I've like bought apps and I have like productivity apps I spent like way too much money on.
Yeah.
Just to see
I started doing it too, like to figure out if it works.
Yeah, just to try things out to see like maybe that will work for me. But just opening up the notes on my phone and then what do I have on my notes right now? I need to get a belt because none of my jeans fit. Upload the Discord video.
So you're actually wearing jeans now?
I mean, it would be nice to have the option, bro. That's all.
But you like, never wear
all jeans. Of this stuff here, there's the 18 things on the list. I just try and knock it. It's a process. And for me, I noticed that it doesn't all have to be challenging things. Like, I'll put some very easy shit, like get my car washed just to get the ball started that day. Yeah. Or just because sometimes I want to go outside. Like, I'm stuck inside most of the time doing work. So, But then you're like, I don't know how Kobe does it. What kind of system do you need to almost always be working. And especially when you have a family, he has daughters, and it's like...
I told you that story where he used to get up really, really early to go to the gym. He used to drop off his kids when he was playing basketball. He used to drop off his kids, go to the gym early to go work out, then stay to practice with the team, and then sometimes stay after as well. But then what ended up happening is when he first got to L.A., the traffic wasn't as bad as it was to his house, to the gym. Eventually, it got worse to the point where he literally had to buy a helicopter just so he could fly over traffic and get to where his kids are at. Because his wife was like, look, I'll start picking up the kids from school. And he's like, no. Like, that's my time. Like, that's, like, really the only time I would have with my kids anyway. So, like, yeah, you literally can't take that away from me.
Yeah.
So then what's crazy is, like, people used to, like, think that, there go Kobe, like, looking up in the sky, like, thinking he's an asshole. But then he's literally trying to go out of his way to make time for his kids, because that's the only way that he could actually...
That's incredible.
Exactly.
That's so incredible.
And that's Kobe money, though. I ain't got Kobe money.
I wish.
That'd be crazy.
Maybe one day if I invest in the next Facebook or something in Series A. I wish. Yeah, I've always wondered, like, and that's why I like to talk to other very productive people, because they'll put you on game on, like, all right, I know there's people that I talk to that's more productive than me. How'd they get there? I'll just talk to them more. And then, for example, when I went to LA, Benny, who's a producer, I went in there and he was working, making beats, whatever. Me, Duke, Davis, iPod, and I think one other person was there. And once we got there, he called King Los. And I was like, hold on now. As a fan of rap, is King Los coming to the studio? And he watches, like, tough. He watches my videos. He watches, like, Davis's and a whole bunch of their videos. So he's already familiar with us. And I've done a couple videos with him in the past, too. And we just talked. And I talked to random artists. And at the end of the night, there was, like, this... Benny was just playing beats. And it was hitting. He played this one... I don't want to say nothing because I don't know if he's going to release it or whatever. But he played this amazing beat. And then Los was like, hey, yo, do this to it. Benny did that to it. And he just started to freestyle. So I pulled out my phone because, first of all, when was the last time you heard King Los freestyle? Actually, he just did it, I think.
I was saying, not too long ago, yeah.
But it's like, I think he's the best freestyle on earth. So it's like, I'm in the presence of a guy who's at the tippity top of freestyling. And he's freestyling in front of me. And we were just giving him words. Did I ever show you the video?
You never showed me the video, but you explained to me.
So we had a long-ass argument. I don't know if... No, he won't mind me saying this. He thinks the earth is flat.
I don't know. He might, because, I mean...
He does think the earth is flat.
No. I mean,
and at first, I thought
he might care, because that's how stupid that is.
But to him, he genuinely believes it. So I just wanted to hear him out, because I've never actually talked to a person who believed that. And I know. But in my mind, come on, I went to science class. I know how the earth works. But anyway, so I was listening to him, and we had an argument for a while about it. And one of the points we made, one of the points I was making was, we have to be in, it has to be a sphere, and there has to be gravity, because he was making this argument that made no sense. And the premise of it was, I was like, let's say we're in a plane, and the plane is moving west, but the earth is moving the opposite direction, hypothetically speaking. We would be moving in the direction the plane is going, right? And so we were getting into all this random arguments about flat. And honestly, I was getting frustrated after like 30 minutes because the other people in the room, for some reason, weren't backing me up. And I was like, wait, do you?
What the hell? Like, no. I see what he's saying. It's a flat plane. I see what he's saying.
I almost felt like I was getting trolled, and I had to like keep looking. I was like, are they trolling me? And they weren't. Anyway, when he got to doing the freestyle, one of the last lines, oh my God, I was watching it yesterday.
Did you write this down?
No, I had the video.
I was like, I know you didn't just write down
freestyle. I had the video. I had to pull up the video because it was one of the most amazing moments.
Are you going
to
play this?
I'm going to play it for you. Okay.
I'm going to have to edit this out?
Anyway, whatever, fuck it.
Don't just play it to me
he
later.
He had this line at the very end of his freestyle where he was like, I'm just caught in the atmosphere. He brought it back to something we were talking about like an hour before. And first of all, the whole freestyle was what you would expect from the person who's the best on earth at it. And I was, in my mind, I didn't think anybody else in the room really appreciated how amazing what was happening was. And I was thinking, I literally thought about you because I was like, if fucking Lo was here, he'd be the only other person this fucking happy that this is happening in front of him. You know what I mean?
I deadass want to see that. I want to.
Yeah, I'll show you the video later. It was so incredible. But then I'm saying that to say, like, those moments where even though we were just chilling in the studio and Benny was just playing beats and he was talking about some stuff he had coming up, and we had King Los in there. There was a whole bunch of other artists we were chilling with. There was a bunch of different producers. It was a dope studio. It was, that's the environment that I left there inspired, man. I was like, this is what he does. And remember, he just came off of, he was doing that show with T.I. Cardi. What was it called?
Yeah, Rhythm and Flow.
Rhythm and Flow.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like he was one of the best additions to that show because he kind of shaped some of those artists was dropping music I didn't even think was nice. And he was like, no, that's bad. You have to do. And he was like, but it's like, that's what he does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I try my hardest to be in situations where I have those kind of people, even if we're just chilling. It doesn't have to be work. Even if we're just chilling. And anytime I am, I feel like I'm getting closer to that next level of productivity.
Facts.
Oh
yeah, we might be going to war, you know.
Is that what we're doing right now?
World War III, you know what I'm saying?
Is that what we're doing right now?
No, we're not doing that. Yo, shout out to my guy Trump, you know what I'm saying?
Cut that out. Definitely not what we're doing right now. Absolutely not.
Oh man. So you ready for this? Because all that stuff you've been talking, we're supposed to be getting into this toxic.
I never said that. That's completely you.
No. We both agreed that we're going to have a very toxic.
I agree on that.
No. Yeah.
You said.
No.
Are you ready to have this toxic? And I was like, no, not really.
No, look. So to all the people out there, recently, no, not recently. I've been on this trip for like 2 or 3 years. But recently, we got a little bit more serious, right? So I'm trying to figure out like what's going on, you know, stuff like that. And I just figured once I moved out of my mama's crib, I can be a little bit more serious when it comes to trying to figure out my relationship with some of the women in my life. A lot of which I cut off, to be quite frank. But this one, I was like, let me figure out what's going on because I really never took it serious to begin with. There's a reason why I didn't. So basically reminded me why. So we got to the point where
she can see this.
I don't care. Don't really care if she sees it.
She's gonna text you about it.
Hey, how you doing? I actually think I have a number blocked, so it don't matter. Yeah, it's that serious.
Hey, what the hell did you do?
So it's not what I must say. It's not what I did. So we got to the point where we were so serious where we got to, you know, having sex unprotected, which is something that I don't really advise too many people doing, you know what I'm saying? So I got tested though, so I'm good.
You had to tell people that.
But I just
I feel like that was
just in case.
That was definitely TMI.
We're in Atlanta. I'm good.
Uh huh.
You know, so just you know, if y'all doing it, have you know, get yourself tested.
They don't need to know that.
But just get yourself tested anyway.
PSA.
We're having this conversation, and then she kind of just freaked it on me. It's like, yeah, just I need like we can just do whatever you want because we're getting to that point where she was saying that you know that's what we can do. I was like, I don't know. I don't. What is whatever. Like, what is, define whatever for me.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yeah, no, like whatever. I was like, yeah, but as a man, I can't come out the gate with some crazy shit. Because if I do, I'm going to sound like a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, because if I said, let's just fuck without a condom and let me nutting you, then it's going to be crazy.
Uh-huh. It definitely will.
So then she's like, no, you can do that because I'm on birth control. I was like, bet, come through then. So then she came through. You know, we did the deed. A couple, now I'm not on Facebook until like recently. And so then a couple of months. Not me,
how
a
did
couple
you communicate
weeks.
With people in college? Oh, you're older than me, so you didn't. Yeah, we just always talk through Facebook. That's weird you don't have that. But all right.
Well, I have it, but I don't be on it enough anyway. Mm-hmm. But a couple of weeks go by, about a month into it, and then I just so happened to scroll on her Facebook. And then come to find out,
she had a guy.
She's pregnant.
Wait.
So I'm like,
oh. Nah.
So
continue.
So
what the fuck, love.
I'm downstairs, like, well, what's really going on? The crazy part about it is, I only nutted once inside her. The other times I was like,
get to the conclusion.
I was way too afraid, but I was like, it only takes one time. So then I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? I was like, yo, you didn't tell me. So now I hit her up. I was like, yo, you didn't tell me. Actually, I take that back. I smashed one more time, raw, because I was like, yeah, she's already pregnant, so it don't really matter. So then, hold on, wait.
I'm
going
to fuck with you, man.
So then I was like, let me figure out. So once I did that, called her over. She sent her back, and I was like, I hit her up like, yo, are you pregnant? Were you going to tell me you're pregnant? She was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I saw on your Facebook, page, you're pregnant. So then she actually made her Facebook page private, so I can never look at it again.
Were you not friends with her?
No, because I'm literally, I don't use Facebook enough to go out of my way to actually add her and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So then she's like, yeah. But she still said, it's not yours. I was like, how do you know? She's like, yeah, because I'm already 3 months pregnant. This is before we start talking. So you're talking to somebody else and you didn't tell me. She's like, well, I think it was none of your business that, and I'm not even talking to him no more and yada, yada. I'm like, oh my God, are you crazy?
You almost got trapped, my guy.
Huh?
You almost got trapped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, yo, because if I didn't figure that out, that she was pregnant before she started fucking with me, then I would have just assumed if she had popped up out of nowhere and be like, yeah, I'm pregnant, and I've only been talking to you, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm done, I'm through. So then we go in this back and forth, and I was like, yeah, I can't talk to you no more, because that's it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy. 2 weeks later, I fucked again. But look, look. Hey,
we'll continue to podcast in a moment.
Hey,
we need you to start making better decisions.
So then,
lol.
So then,
you're supposed to be the good decision maker in the house.
Then I did it again.
All right. Are you lying right now?
No, I'm dead serious.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because she was already pregnant.
That's enough reason to stop right there, my guy.
Pregnant pussy is amazing. That's what this conversation needs to be.
I'm a fuck with
pregnant
you.
Pussy is outstanding. It is the greatest pussy in the world.
All right.
And when she put it on me, I was like,
all right, okay, get to the
conclusion. Yo, this shit is fucking immaculate.
Okay.
But that's really it. I cut her off. I don't talk to her no more.
All right, so I don't want to hear from you about no bad decisions for the remainder of the year, my guy.
But like I said, I got tested. It's not mine. Everything is good. I cut her off. Now that's not to say that I will never fuck her again, because I can't look into the future. I can't look into the future.
Stop it, man.
Can't look into the future. That's another reason why I don't.
You're already saying this, bro. She's gonna see this and be like, I'm not fucking with him no more neither.
Oh, stop, nigga. Crazy? I bet you she would.
All right.
I bet you she would.
I don't know who.
I bet you she would.
I've never talked to her, so I don't know what she's like. I bet you she would. But that is quite possibly the most reckless. I'm not going to lie. You've told me plenty of stories. That's the most reckless one right there.
Easily the
and
most
reckless. And you're telling it to me for the first time on her podcast. It's
easily the most reckless. Easily the most reckless
by
thing
far,
in the world.
Especially because, so I wanted to do an Instagram photo of my new underbody lights on my car. It was going to be fantastic. I told Lo, I was like, yo, I want to do it in this location. It's a very wide road. It's 8 lanes. And in the middle is a lane with the stripes on it, which means no car is going to be on it. And it's night. It's midnight. It's an empty road. I said, Lo, Davis, come through, take these photos and try and post it on Instagram tomorrow. Lo and Davis told me, and I quote, I don't feel comfortable with that. And then you guys saw one op. And was like, all right, that's it. We're not doing this. And I'm like, we could just go down the road.
Two things, yeah. You told us in another spot, though. You told us in front of
no, us. Y'all just said you didn't want to do it, period. So I was like, all right.
I was just lazy. I didn't really feel like doing it anyway.
Taking a photo on an empty, wide-ass road was going too far, then what the fuck? Where does this go on the line?
Pregnant pussy is amazing.
All right.
I just have to keep telling you. Okay. Let you know that.
All right. Because I don't even know how to respond to such a thing, man. Because I don't talk to no females.
Look, all I'm saying is it's amazing. Also, I ain't gonna lie, part of it, I also used her for practice, because I knew I needed to get better at eating pussy out, because I didn't think I was really at that level yet. So I was just using her to make sure. And at this point, I don't really care, because she was pregnant by somebody else. I don't really give a fuck about how she feeling and shit like that. Because you just gonna lie to me and tell me you're on birth control when the reality is you're just pregnant? That's the reason why you can't get pregnant no more, because you're already pregnant? Because that's what the lie was. The lie was that she actually wasn't on birth control. It was that she was just pregnant.
Word.
So it's all right. So
whatever. So this is what you do with people like that, Lo.
But yeah, I was.
You take their number, you delete it.
I tell you this already. I blocked it.
You forget her address. And then
I don't know if I can go that far, though.
No, you just never, ever speak to her again.
Look, bro.
That is the appropriate way to handle a situation like that.
So also, she. I'm pretty sure if I could, maybe not now because she's pregnant, but when she's done having a baby,
no, stop, cut it off right there.
Yeah, I'm trying my hardest to cut it off.
And you can't do it?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to her since. But I'm just in my mind. I'm like, man, that was amazing pussy. Like, that was.
You could just like talk to someone else.
I could, yeah.
Yeah, so that's also possible.
Facts.
Yeah.
But again, the moral of the story, pregnant pussy is just amazing. Okay,
we got that.
It is just mad wet, mm-hmm. moist, warm. It's just stupendous. And like, if you'll try it.
Okay, I'm sure they will now that you said that.
Try it, bro.
On episode one, they learned they're going to drop out of high school. And on this episode, they're learning that.
Try pregnant pussy.
No, more I think they've learned that making horrible decisions is worth it.
Not all the time. Not all the time. Cause
Ever?
I was really close to just thinking like, oh man, that's my child. There was like a moment where I was like, damn, I fucked up. I was downstairs like.
And that's why you were quiet for a week.
I was contemplating like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill myself. I was just going through it, bro.
You weren't gonna do that though.
No. Sure. Obviously, come on.
You got too much to live for.
No? Come on. You
got a kid in the way and shit.
Yeah, the child on the way. Gonna be low junior. Come on now. Come on. No, I know what's up.
All right. So all I know is the next 5 bad decisions I make, I don't want
to hear. Oh, it wouldn't even come close
to me. Yeah, I don't want to hear from you.
Oh, no, but I can still tell you that's a bad decision.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
I can't take you seriously, though. You see how that works?
No, you can because I stopped making those bad decisions.
For now.
I mean, I did. So but while I'm doing it, I'm not making bad decisions.
For the time being. You're not making any horrible decisions.
But I don't understand why women lie a lot for no reason.
And I never understand. That's the most frustrating thing. So I feel like I'm very direct with most people. Like I'll just, like for example, Willie called me today and he was, I don't know if I could say this. He was with somebody and that somebody was like, hey, do you remember me? Because that person lived near me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I don't. That was my answer. And I just looked at her like, are you going to explain like how we potentially could know each other? And it's like, I'm very direct, but it's so much better that way. Cause even if it's not the nicest way to come across, at least, you know, I'm not lying about anything.
Facts.
But a lot of people I talk to, not a lot, I'd say just some people I talk to when didn't it get exhausting? You got to keep up and start juggling all your lies. Like which lie did you tell which person? The only time I really tell lies is when somebody asks me what I do for a living and I don't feel like explaining to them how YouTube works. I'll just be like, oh, I just do video work. Well, what kind of video work? Music videos. What kind of music videos? It's like, oh, you're in the trap anyway. That's the only time I really lie to people.
Oh my God.
But
yeah, women lie for no reason. I don't understand why. And it just, it's very, very annoying. And it's just like, and she usually do that too, like just small shit. And it's like,
to kind of like,
don't give a fuck.
To kind of like impress you?
Huh?
Like impressive lies?
And impress, and also, I felt like she thought that I view, like, I looked at her like I thought less of her. Like, I looked down at her sometimes. And so she would lie about things. Like, if she made a mistake on something, she wouldn't, like, tell me she did it, or she would just lie about it. And it's like, I don't really care if you did or you didn't do what you said you did.
Word.
Because it's not my life. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you're just lying about it makes it even worse, because then I got to question a whole bunch of other extra shit that you might be lying about. Because
then you don't even know when they're being for real.
Exactly. And that's really the biggest part, because you're trying to build with somebody and it's like, I don't know if you really bullshitting or not. Like, I really don't know what's going on, but you're basically lying. So I don't know if you lying about something that small, so you might be lying about something this big. So yeah, I had to cut that off.
Yeah, and
that's actually the biggest reason why I cut it off, is because
the lying, she was lying. It wasn't because of all the other stuff.
I mean, yeah, but the other stuff, but also the other stuff derived from her lying though. It was still just all lies. So okay, like,
that's true.
Yeah, like you're lying. I mean, I was never when she had a child with somebody else. I was never going to take that serious anyway.
Huh?
No, like me and her being serious could never be, because you have a child with somebody else. And then on top of that, you lied to me when you was pregnant with the other man's child. So it's like, crazy. Yeah, I can never take what we do and whatever we try to do serious enough anyway. But then any and everything else in between that, I don't even know if it's going to be serious anyway, because you just lie about a whole bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, fuck it.
I feel like, well, you already know this, but I generally feel like all of that is just like, it's too much of a distraction. Like I can't afford to be dealing with that, especially because, I mean, there's so much going on all the time. I just, that, my guy, I'd rather just juke all of that. I'm going to keep it honest with you.
Facts.
Yeah, no, never that. Give me at least a few years to, like, no life.
But sometimes it's worth it, you know, because the pussy good, so. Yeah.
Was it worth it to you?
Once I figured out it wasn't my child, but I was like, oh, that, fuck. Yeah,
even after that?
Once I figured it wasn't my child, that means I could go crazy.
No. That means.
And I figured out that I was clean, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, what are the repercussions at this point?
Word.
What are they?
I mean, the whole way you felt that time where you thought it was yours, one. Two,
yeah, that was
the real time you could have been spending on more productive shit.
Yeah.
And three, literally, you could have been talking to anybody else. That
I was looking at car seats for a good second.
Are you lying? At 3 months?
You know, I was like, oh, man, I gotta get this right.
Yeah.
But not still. Yeah, I was like, I understand what you're saying. But no, and for the most part, it was like, man, this is some shit.
Yeah,
for like a week. But then I figured, it wasn't even really a whole week. I think it was like a few days. And I kind of put two to two together. I was like,
was that the week where you couldn't upload?
No.
Because that'd have been an ideal time.
Actually, the week that I couldn't upload is when, that's when I like finally was like, I'm done.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Once and for all.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, man.
Facts.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. That just happened December. I figured out she was pregnant in November.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I think.
I wouldn't know the answer to that.
Just a month straight. I was going crazy, bro.
Yeah, you were going crazy. A little too crazy?
I mean, nothing at risk, so I don't know all that crazy. But, yeah, man, just, you know, pregnant pussy is amazing. And always have a female to practice on. That's
it.
Sounded terrible.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That last part?
Yeah.
Really, really bad?
I like watching podcasts where content creators or entertainers in general will talk about relationships. Because
so talk about your relationship.
I don't have no relationship.
No, you mean, come on.
I don't have no relationship.
You're not gonna spill the beans on what's
there's
going
no,
on.
There's no beans to spill.
For the love of Dean, you're not gonna spill the beans.
I like watching the podcast because it's always fascinating to me the mindset people has. Because some people are like, I'm not going out of my way to look for it, but if it happens, it happens. But it has to fit into the routine that I've already built for myself. Like, I'm not going to change for another person. Like, when Drake was on that Rap Radar podcast, that was the way he put it. Logan Paul did it. So I love just hearing that shit because it's like, it's not like a regular relationship because, especially if both of you are in entertainment, especially because there's certain stuff that I can't do just because I'm on YouTube. You know what I mean?
So how do you squeeze in your relationships, Dean?
I don't have a relationship, bro.
I mean, not right now, but how do you squeeze them in your life?
I've never in my life had a relationship, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, I've never had that.
Never entertained anyone?
Never that, bro.
Never had sex with anyone?
Mm-mm, never.
So you're just a virgin?
My whole life, bro. I've been working.
You're a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Mm-hmm. Say yes or no?
Yeah, you're definitely a virgin? For sure, yeah.
So we lying.
We established
today.
We established that on podcast episode two.
I spill my heart and soul in my
yeah. That
mistakes.
was
in my mistakes.
Mistakes. It didn't feel like the way you were presenting it wasn't no mistake. That felt like
I gotta let them know about my life. This is the content that they
you know when you play Monopoly at the end and everybody has hotels and you get the get on jail and then you get to waste three turns in jail so you don't have to hit no hotels.
Yeah.
And then you get away free, and then you on go, and you get $200.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you did. You just had no repercussions. You didn't land on Waterworks, bro. You didn't land on Park Place, man. I'm proud of you.
Look, bro.
You came out that situation
very unscathed. Very, very much
surprisingly.
But look, man, like I said, bro, you know, this is the content that they want. They want to know how does Agent Zero put it down?
You
want to know that. They want to know how Agent Zero puts it down.
Yeah.
They want to know how they
scout. I feel like that's what you want to know.
With the daily uploads, how do you.
I don't upload daily.
Or the every other day uploads. Mm,
yeah.
How do you put it down?
I mean, listen, man.
Tell them, bro.
I just stay focused on my work.
I'm talking about with the relationship.
And I don't let any of that other stuff distract me.
You don't juggle nothing?
No, generally, on a serious note, I don't want to be in a relationship because first of all, it takes time. And then you're also going to have to field calls that I never want to do. Like, I don't want no one to call me and be mad that I was working. I was working. I didn't respond to your text.
Which is weird because the same thing happened to me. Not even with her, but with other girls as well. And it's like, but if I had a regular 9-to-5, I probably wouldn't even be able to pick up the phone right now.
Word.
Like, the only reason I'm even able to pick up the phone right now is because I work for myself and it's flexible. Mm-hmm. But if I work for somebody else, I would be from 9 to 5 and a boss down my throat if I picked up the phone to answer your silly calls.
And like, I can't imagine it's, like, I don't know. I just, that's not for me, at least not right now. I don't want to be in a situation where I already have enough commitments. And then I feel like this year I'm going to be adding a lot more. I'm going to go hard on TikTok. We have a podcast now. I'm thinking about starting a second channel. Like, there's a lot that I want
to do. But you don't have to commit. We had this conversation before. You don't have to thoroughly commit. You just have some off to the side.
No, but even slide though you in, didn't thoroughly out. Commit, Lo, but you still wasted a whole lot of time dealing with bullshit that you prefer not to deal, that you would have rather preferred not to deal with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I did something that you're not going to do. So, I mean,
regardless, Lo.
I'm just saying, you know, have something on the side. Slide in, slide out. That's, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, I have...
But you know what I'm saying.
You know, we were talking about the Kevin Hart stuff.
Yeah.
And he said that he has a certain amount of time to make shit happen. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. One of the things I've noticed from that Kevin Hart documentary, going back to it, was like, and I don't know if it was.
Yo,
like,
if Kevin Hart has time to cheat,
but that
you definitely have time to get it in. Come on.
Yo, cut that.
Yo, yeah. I'm just saying, no, just think about it. If Kevin Hart has time to cheat,
but what you're I was telling him say
you can't make the time. Come on.
Do I have some. I missed the opportunity for a soundboard clip a little earlier. But what I wanted to say was, there'll be clips where, like, his wife would call him. And I'd be like, yo, Kevin, why are you even... Just hang up the phone, bro.
What?
Because she was just saying things that I was like, I can't imagine a guy who's as busy as him has time to deal with something like that.
So he's going
to
hang up the phone on his wife?
I swear to God.
That's what you would do?
That's why I don't have a wife. So, I mean, but I would establish that off rip. I always establish that off rip. I'm like, listen, I don't care how much you like to text. I'm not going to text. I mean, I might text back and forth a little bit, but the only reason to text is to meet up. That's it. If you want to talk, then just call me, period, or FaceTime. There's no situation in which I would rather be texting. Because think about a text. I'm recording a video. I have to stop what I'm doing to respond to a sentence with another sentence. We can have that whole convo within a minute. Boom. Or just not have it at all and meet up. So it's like, it's such an and I feel like one of the things I've been working on for the last year was my focus. I can get really focused and really productive and be in the zone for like an hour. Boom. If I'm responding to text messages, I can't do that. I get texts or emails or whatever often. I mean, but everybody who knows me knows that, like, text me and I'm not going to respond, and then text my other number and I'm probably not going to respond, but then Skype me and Discord me. And then if you live nearby, just pop up. I'll respond eventually. But it's not because I'm bougie. It's just, I don't need this shit. The main reason I have this low is for music in my car. So it's like, I wouldn't want that expectation from anyone else. Even like when I'm speaking to my parents and stuff, they know, like, I'm busy. So they'll call me a few times and I'll eventually pick up. But it's like, can you imagine being in a situation where you are working, you're trying to be productive, and there's a person calling you. And then if you don't resolve the situation immediately, it balloons.
Are you talking from experience?
Never that.
Oh, okay.
Never that.
I just want to make, because you're very, very specific about
this. No, so. Never that. Okay. So it's like, I don't really want to deal with that. And especially if I made it clear off rip, and then why are we talking about this right now when you know I don't like text?
Mm. True.
That's just hypothetical, all of that.
Yeah, of course, hypothetical. You've never been in that type of situation. Look, all I'm saying is, you make those excuses, and I'm like, man, look.
That was an excuse?
Kevin Hart, who's busier than you.
Way busier.
Made the time to cheat.
He did do that.
You're telling me.
But that was because his guy.
You can't take time out of your day.
That is it for today.
To go have sex with another woman? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, man. I would never do that.
You can never do that.
Never that.
Some of the greatest men of all time.
Ayo. Lo.
Think about that for a second. Draw, like, get the connect. Uh-huh. Try to draw the dots real quick. If you want to be a successful man, right? And you're just too busy, like you said, to deal with the shenanigans. It's like, come on now. Mm-hmm. Like, you texting me all the time, supposed to be emotionally attached to you, and I'm trying to get this bread. Come on now. And for men, it doesn't come like if you have a woman that's getting a bag and a man is getting a bag, especially in entertainment, sometimes it's very easy for the woman to get the bag because of the situation she's in and the market she plays in, because just more money is being spent on makeup and music for women and stuff.
Bro, I have
like
no idea what you're saying right now. And you have your troll face I'm not receptive to whatever you're about to say.
So I'm just saying, like, if all these great men, Jay-Z, Kevin Hart, if they're able to cheat, I mean, even Kobe, I mean, Kobe cheated too. His work ethic is through the roof, but even he found time to cheat. You're telling me, why am I not supposed to cheat? Shut up, Lo. Cut it out. Why am I not supposed to cheat?
Because you're trolling right now.
But why am I not supposed to? They're going to
take you seriously, bro.
It is serious.
You're being serious right now.
If you ever are in a relationship with your girl and she catch you on cheating, it's like, but bae, like, you got to be like Beyonce.
Okay, so you guys won't be able to tell because you don't see his face often. Look, this is what his troll face looks like. It happens often when I bring him around people that he has no business being around, and he'll just lie to them. And because nobody could really fucking tell when you have your troll face on, they'll just believe what you're saying. So what he has been saying for the past 10 minutes, completely disregarded because he doesn't believe it himself.
So all of those great men do different things, but the one thing they have in common is cheating.
Is that the one thing they have in common?
And work ethic.
Anything else?
And they black, I mean, I guess.
Oh, what Charlamagne? Charlamagne made a whole song about that.
And Charlamagne cheats.
Did he really?
Yeah, he cheated on his wife. At the time, they weren't husband and wife, but he cheated on his girl for years. Then DJ Envy. He also cheats? Man, come on.
Stop dragging people. Why are you dragging
them? I'm not dragging them. I'm applauding them. That's part of success.
This is applauding?
It's not applauding, but it's acknowledging. When you get to that level of success and you dating me, you just should already know for a fact, like, the cheating is coming.
I'm linking any of your future girls this clip.
Link them, please do. They need to know before they get with me. Like, just know for a fact, there's going to be a day where I cheat on you. And it's because I'm getting a bag. All right. I'm reaching a level of success that warrants the cheat. Facts. That's just a fact.
He's trolling.
No, I'm not.
Don't take it seriously.
Name me a successful man that never cheated. Name him.
I refuse to participate in this nonsense.
Exactly, because you can't.
I'm not participating in this nonsense.
You can't.
All right, let's switch to a topic. Well, I feel like you're getting trolling all of these now.
What's the next? Because you can't. Oh, but going back to the original toxic thing. Look, women, stop lying. All right. Men,
is that the conclusion?
That's the conclusion.
This is how you can circle it back.
Women, stop lying, especially about small things. It doesn't really matter.
You're talking a whole genre of people.
Well, not all women. I'm pretty sure there are very secure women out there who don't deem it necessary to lie about certain small things. I don't know.
You don't know.
I feel like if I'm not cheating, that means I'm not getting to the bag.
All right, that's not how life works.
It just so happens that
people that are successful.
Name me the successful man who did not cheat.
There's plenty of them. You know what I mean? It's just not a news story when someone doesn't cheat.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like I said, but again, don't lie. That goes for all people.
They can take you serious, bro. They can take you serious.
They need to take me serious.
They need
to take me serious.
Uh-huh.
They need to.
They can take you serious, this pod, man.
Men should be allowed to cheat because that's how we correlate success.
I don't think that's how it works, my guy.
It is how it works.
All right. I don't even know how to move on from such a thing.
There's nothing to move on from. Yo, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know what to...
Me neither. I'm kind of flabbergasted that you went on that whole troll tangent and people are going to take you serious, you know? They're going to be like, oh, yeah, Lo told me to cheat. So I probably... What do you think, Mom? What do you think about that? And Mom's going to be like... All right, where's Lo? And she can come here and slap the shit out of you, or if she's an immigrant.
Now, who is she married to?
All right, man.
Because if she's married to some regular Joe, then yeah, she's never been cheated on. Because that nigga ain't successful enough. But when you reach a level of success.
Okay, can we clarify these are trolls real quick?
When you reach a level of success, she should already know that comes with it. She should already know that comes with the Birkin bag. Offset and Cardi B.
All right.
Offset cheated.
Did he really?
Yes.
I don't keep up with all this celebrity stuff.
He had no other choice. He had a number one. Migos had a number one. Had to start cheating. Come on now.
Is that what happened?
Women also cheat too. Let's not even act like they don't cheat. They cheat. Mm-hmm. Women for sure cheat.
Word.
And I don't even really fault them. You know what I'm saying? Get your dick on the side, women. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. Especially if the nigga you with dick is whack. Get some better dick on the side.
I feel like you're on a streak right now of horrible advice.
No, I'm just saying. That's a fact.
Uh-huh.
If the nigga you fucking right now has weak dick, that's the reason why I had to just start eating out pussy to make sure like my game was on point. All right, Lil. You know what I'm just saying?
Nah, you're not.
Oh, this
are
is
we, what, are we trolling
no,
right
this,
now?
This is actually what I meant to say. If you don't, if you're saying that you're too busy, you know, the fuck on the side, which is shenanigans.
It's not that. That's not what I was saying.
Okay, what are you saying?
I was just saying that I don't
want to. So do you fuck?
Never that.
Okay, so why don't you fuck? Because you're too busy, right?
No, it's more because I don't want to lose focus. That's not the same thing.
Okay, so you
it's
don't
not like it's not like I have every moment in my life booked on some like.
Okay, fine. Since you don't do that, what type of porn do you watch then?
Yeah, you trying to make no money on this podcast.
What? No,
you're trying really hard, bro, to make as little money as possible.
I can't seem to ask you, like, yo, what type of females you smashing, or what type, what's your type?
Because
the crazy part about it is, this is our first time really, like, meeting each other, like, because we only known, like, in person, like, 6 months now.
No, right? We know each other really well.
I said in person.
So how does that change?
No, because like there's certain things that you ask somebody when you start meeting them in person.
No, was that one of them?
Yeah, I didn't know what type of porn because you're not smashing nobody. Since you're not having sex, what type of porn you be watching? I need to know.
Yo, you're on your troll shit right now.
I need to know.
And you're on 1,000, Lo.
I need to know.
I don't watch that.
Hey, come on, so you have no vices?
None of that.
You don't drink. You don't smoke.
I was inspired by.
I thought you gonna say you inspired by who? Yo, what type of porn you be throwing on Pornhub, bro?
Lo.
You got POV?
Bro, listen. You don't make no money? You trying to make no money today?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I want to make money, Lo.
Amateur you just talking porn, about chasing... Amateur porn is by far top.
Okay, I'm glad we had that.
That shit is real.
We just had that discussion. I'm glad we had it.
That shit is real.
I'd like to move on.
I don't like the fake shit.
That's good.
So what do you...
We've already talked about this before, though. Yeah, you told me you like that. That's your favorite category.
All right, so you know I'm serious as I said it before.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I didn't think you were lying about that, no.
Okay, but.
But now that we had that convo, I feel like it's a good time to move on to...
To what?
I think Kanye is not a top 5 artist of all time. I just want to say something to offend you.
What?
he's like a Kanye head.
I feel like you know that's my...
Your favorite.
Yeah.
Even though we really know...
Don't ever say nothing retarded like that again.
Yeah, but I will, though. No. Just to like throw you off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't
say
that.
Things like Lupe Fiasco's better.
At what? At rapping?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. But at artistry? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You said top 5 artists, yes. On top of that.
Lupe's my favorite though, so.
I don't know why.
You do know why.
Lyrically, yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
All right. I get like if catchy songs get old.
Do they though?
Yeah. After you listen to it for the 50th time, you're sick of it, right? Because you didn't really give a fuck what they were saying. I still don't know what most of the most, like those popular songs they play on the radio, I don't know what they're saying most of the time. But when you listen to Lupe, bro, you know what I mean? You see your arm and it gets all the goosebumps when you're in the 4th minute of Mural and you're like, man, like
he did. That's your vice, Lupe?
He did that with words, bro.
Your vice is Lupe?
I haven't listened to him a lot recently, though.
Oh, so then that's not your vice.
Look. A Boogie, though. He's my...
Nah, that's mid right there. That's mid.
Look, in your opinion?
Kanye. Especially of the decade. Kanye, Drake, Cole, Kendrick, and Joe Budden.
I saw... Joe Budden's not on that list. I saw DJ...
I said for me. Damn, oh, okay. You're going to tell me what's on my list?
I'm going to tell you what's on your list. And it shouldn't be Joe Budden.
Yeah, Joe Budden's like number two. Like, Joe Budden's like my second favorite rapper of all time.
I know. You're saying this shit like I don't know you.
Oh, okay. Bad.
But we just met 6 months ago. But
they don't know me.
Okay.
So I'm telling, yo, Joe Budden's my second favorite rapper. But hey, like, don't cut off me. I don't give my top
We talked on Skype daily for like years. And then
I still don't know what your favorite porno is.
Yeah, because, I mean, actually, I mentioned it to you one time.
What is it?
I don't do that no more.
Just tell me what was it? What was it? I'll put it in past tense.
We're going to move past this because I don't want every future video to be demonetized because of the bad start rapping.
Right, go ahead, go, bro. What are you
transitioning to? Although I'm pretty sure this one's not going to make it.
What are you transitioning to?
What are you talking about?
You were saying something about DJ Academics.
Oh, yeah. He made this like list that was trending on Twitter and on Instagram a little bit where he said like Drake was at the very top and then everybody else, like Drake was on his own tier at the top. And at first I was like, that sounds DJ Academics, like he lost a little bit of credibility there. But first of all, I think lyrically Drake is good. I'd say he's
great.
I'd say he's great.
Yeah, great.
Aside from like he had that whole ghostwriting scandal, but yeah, not only it wasn't people writing for him, it was people helping him write. So it wasn't like someone gave him a sheet and was like, this is the song with the reference track. Someone helped him write it. And it's like you can't be
But he did that too though.
Who?
He also had reference tracks.
I mean, I didn't know about that. But besides the point, it wasn't on his whole catalog. It was on a few group of songs. Anyway, regardless of that.
That we know of.
Sure, that we know of. Right. Lyrically, he's dope. I think his sound is the best.
But his sound is other people's sound.
It doesn't matter.
So
that's like saying on my YouTube, I started to do a few more Discord videos because I've been having a lot of fun on those. But the reason I'm doing Discord videos is because I saw other people do Discord videos that I enjoyed.
But you would never get to being one of the greatest YouTubers doing other people's content.
You absolutely can.
No.
There's plenty of people that just wait for a trend and then spam that shit. Because it's way easier to wait for a trend and spam it than to start your own trend. Way easier. And so there's plenty of people, especially on YouTube, where it doesn't really matter how good your content is. It's just how well you can game an algorithm. So, I guess
you're right. You're right.
All of that to say, I wouldn't disagree with somebody that said, like, Drake is at the very top, number one. And keep in mind, I think Kendrick is my second favorite rapper, and J. Cole is my third favorite rapper after Lupe.
I still feel like, I understood what he was trying to say, though, because Drake, the decade that he had.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, historically it's just on a whole other level. So I understand what he was saying. But I think that's the one thing I fear about rap is that people are making it too numbers-based. And it's like, that when we were growing up, that was never rap. And actually how Drake, Kendrick, and Cole got to where they are right now is because they weren't what mainstream was pushing at the time when we were growing up. Because we had to go out of our way to go
Drake,
to that.
Drake pit. Was.
No.
When think about the first song that popped for him. It was Still Fly. I'm Still Fly. I'm Sky High. And then he dropped the album Best I Ever Had. He had Uptown. Like, but
he had mixtapes before that people were aware of that you had to go out of your way to go get. Like on Dat Piff, they had Drake, Kendrick, Cole's, Mac Miller, Wiz Khalifa, Big Sean. All of their mixtapes were on that. The way if you wanted to get their early content, you had to go out of your way to go get it.
Word.
So like the fact that we're now like 10 years later, and I said this, I think I said this to you as well. Like it just kind of, I feel like it's devolving back to that point where it's too numbers-based, even though it should never be numbers-based. Well, not necessarily never, but hip-hop in general should not be overly dependent on numbers. It should be dependent on how it's moving the culture forward, the relevancy it has.
Not really,
and,
though.
And Drake is definitely part of that, so I don't want to, like, discredit him. But in many regards, I feel like Kendrick checks off boxes that Drake doesn't check off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in those regards, that's why I would have Kendrick higher than Drake, in my opinion.
Are we talking about the better or your favorite?
Oh, well, favorite is all. I'm talking about just something that should be agreed upon across the board.
Yeah. Favorite. I say To Pimp a Butterfly was my favorite album. I remember listening to it. Yes. It was around the time St. Patrick's Day in Canada. And like, I don't drink. So for me, I just avoid everyone on campus that day because they're all drunk and like, you know how people get, especially when they're day drinking. And I remember just listening to that playlist on fucking repeat and like Goosebumps on Mortal Man and Goosebumps on The Black or the Berry. And it's like, I would listen to it in the gym. That's not really gym music, but I'd be on the treadmill, Goosebumps. And it's like that. And I knew that, you know, like sometimes you appreciate something after the fact, years after.
Yeah.
I knew right then that was his best album. And a lot of people was like, I don't know, Section 80 or
Good Kid, Mad City.
But I was like, nah, this is it. This is the one.
But the crazy part about it is if you do like a top 10s list of all of the albums last decade, I think Kendrick would have
number one.
No, but he would have two though.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He would have at least two.
I would probably give him one and two. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but not only that, like how many would Drake have? I think Drake would have only one.
Which is,
I guess it varies from person to person. But what's the one where his head's in the clouds?
If you're reading this, no, that's
that might be on there for some people as well.
For me, I think Views is my favorite in the last decade. But that's because I'm from Toronto. So when he's talking about Kennedy Road, I'm like, yeah, I know
that. Okay.
I grew up like that's, you know, like on that song he just dropped War. He mentioned Teasdale.
That is a horrible song.
Fucking loved it. I love War? That song. Yeah.
No.
He mentioned Teasdale. I went there every Sunday for Sunday school growing up.
What is that?
It's like a block of four buildings. I didn't know that growing up, but it wasn't a good area. But I had cousins there, so we'd go there, and like every 2 minutes, the train would come through, and it was mad loud. It was a convenience store with like 25-cent Airheads I would get all the time.
Nothing was the same. I feel like most people put that one in there in the top 10 or Take Care. For me, it would be Take Care.
I'd say Views, but that's just because of my bias. Yeah, Views
will be absolutely no. But I say all that to say, I understand why DJ Academics was trying to make it seem as if like the gap was noticeable. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, it really isn't. I think they're fairly close because of the boxes that Kendrick checks off.
Yeah.
Drake doesn't check
off. I feel like when he dropped that in 2016, To Pimp a Butterfly?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 2016.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't feel like he's dropped anything of huge significance since then. I mean, I know he was on that soundtrack for the Black Panther. That was dope. And he's definitely been features on a whole bunch of tracks. But
Early 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so even earlier. So that's what I'm saying. Like Drake had a whole decade where he was dominating. Kendrick had moments where he just disappeared.
But those are albums where, but you say that, but that's how normal artists are.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Drake is the only one who is an outlier where he constantly puts out music. But having Kendrick and Cole drop like four, maybe five albums in a decade, that's about right.
Mm.
Like every 2 years. Because even Kanye wasn't, his first four or five albums were in during the 2000s. It wasn't like he was dropping something every year. Like, no, that's not how that works.
Word.
But I think that's the reason why Kendrick would be ahead, because he didn't drop something every single year and he still stayed relevant throughout the entire decade.
That's true. I feel you on that.
So yeah. So for me, it would be for a fact, I would say Kendrick is higher than Drake. But that's just me. And Drake just steals a lot of So I mean,
who cares? But Drake is saying that the people that he's influenced by co-sign him.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it's not like he's nabbing styles, and it's like, you know, on YouTube, people just steal videos and they won't give credit.
Yeah.
That's not what he's doing. He's getting co-signs from the people that's inspiring him to make music like that. And in that interview where he was talking about, and I thought it was really dope, because he said, if you do the same thing for too long, people get bored of you and move on. But the reason he stayed relevant is because, like, he did his rapping shit and that was cool. And then when Future's blowing up, he tagged along and did that mumble stuff. And then, like, he's had songs where he's thrown on auto-tune, and like he dives into different genres all the time. And he does it surprisingly. He's very versatile. So it's like, I don't know any rapper that's that versatile. So if he has the capability of doing that kind of music, then he should absolutely be doing that kind of music, especially if he's seeing support from the communities that started that kind of music.
And all that's fine and dandy. But again, there's a box of basically conscious rap that he doesn't check off anymore.
But he mentioned that too, and he was saying that it's very hard for him to make, not conscious rap, but like the bangers where he's just like 5 a.m. in Toronto type shit, and also make it a hit. You know what I mean? Like War, I don't think he really expected that to be like a huge hit.
I don't know why people like that song.
I don't like it. Nah, it's amazing. I like that song a lot.
But I understand he's trying to stay relevant, which to me pushes him more in the concept of being a pop artist more so than a rap artist.
Yeah, he's like, you see what Spotify did this year, where like they had this genre called pop rap.
Yeah,
and it was most people's number one genre.
Yeah,
because my top listen artist was A Boogie, and he's technically pop rap according to Spotify. So that was by far my biggest.
And genre. I'm happy I'm kind of not happy, but I understand why it needs to be done, because I don't think. Whatever what Kendrick and Cole does and what Drake does isn't the same, so they shouldn't. I don't think it should be some differentiation. Differential?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Separation.
Whatever word that is needed before I make up something. Yeah, there needs to be some difference between the two.
And word.
I do believe they need to stand out a little bit more.
What do you think ASAP Rocky is like on top five?
And what? I thought you about to know ASAP Rocky would also be pop rap.
Yeah, I'm just talking shit. I'm just trying to say something to get a reaction.
Top five.
I like ASAP. He's cool.
Yeah, but he don't drop. He really don't drop nothing.
Yeah, he goes like.
He just started doing fashion. And it's like, I bet. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
Word.
That's what you're doing.
I guess when. No, I was going to say something out of pocket.
No, say it.
Nah, I'm good. Shout out. I'm like, you, I can't have people take me seriously.
Yeah, whatever.
When I'm joking.
Shout out to Travis Scott because he had a great decade.
I don't like him at all.
Actually, I don't think he had a whole decade.
I'm not going to lie.
He had like half of a decade.
That is the one artist where I absolutely don't understand the appeal. I don't get it. I listen to his music, and I would just, in my mind, I'm like, I'd rather have this person sing over it or rap over it.
Okay, that's how I feel about him, too.
Travis
Scott? For 80% of his music, I feel like, damn, this beat is, woo!
But.
And then here comes Travis rap, and I'm like, ah, Jesus.
And it's not that I'm saying he's bad. I don't get.
I'm saying he's like mid to bad.
I guess he's just not my cup of tea. I don't understand his appeal. Like, there's artists that I don't like, but I get their appeal. I don't get his appeal. At all.
I think a lot of it has to do with the production and just catchy
don't say verses. Ad-libs. Okay.
Catchy
some of his ad-libs actually bother me. Like when he goes, it's lit. I'm like, you can think of a better ad-lib than it's lit, I feel like.
No. He has his production is immaculate. And the way he transitions from one beat to the next is also ridiculous. But also, I just feel like, his flow is very, very catchy. It's very easy to consume. And so I think that's the reason why people like him. But I agree. I don't think, like, as a rapper, like, lyrically what he says, no, it's trash. However, we're old because not what they listen. That's not what the kids Who's listen. The kids don't listen to the lyrics anymore.
I mean, whatever.
Start rapping.
Like, I've never heard a Travis Scott song where I was like, I'm not going to skip this one.
Travis Scott songs, I get tired of them quickly.
He's the one artist for that. Any other artist, I'd be like,
the post?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Post Malone, yeah,
like any other artist, I could be like, oh, no, I like this. Even Nav. I can't stop. If you play Call Me or ASAP Ferg, I'll be like, rewind
stop.
That.
Stop.
If you play Call Me or ASAP Ferg, I'll say rewind that.
There's not a song on this earth that Nav is on, that I'm willing to even like sit there and try to act like I'm going to enjoy it because I'm not going to. Nav makes terrible music.
He does.
Keep going.
We can wrap it up though.
Talk about Nav. Well, it's literally about to die in a moment. We can't have that because
we'll lose the file. Oh my goodness. Nav is straight tragic. He's a terrible artist. He's toxic to the environment. And he says things, like, I kid you not, I'll listen to a Nav song, and I'll be like, man, what did he just say? Everything he says, there's no such thing as a quotable from Nav, because there's nothing that you're going to forgive. You're not going to remember any of the things he says. You're going to forget it immediately.
Word?
So, no.
But that's just an example. That I'm giving that example to say
Shout out to Big Sean. He had a great decade.
Oh, I love Big Sean.
Yeah, Big Sean had a really good.
Except sometimes it's just corny shit.
But he got away from doing that because he was really close to getting caught up in the whole, like, you just say some of the most corniest lines.
I think it's just the way he says it because Lil Wayne says the most corny shit of any artist.
He says corny
shit. And, like, Lil Wayne will say some shit and I'll be like, I mean, that kind of sounded nice. Just because of the way he said it.
No.
Except when he said, like, there's some lines where there's just no excuse for it.
It's terrible.
Mm, Lil, come on, Lil. You can do better than that, Lil.
No, stop.
Did Lil Wayne start that?
No.
Who started that?
Started the little in front of the name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
He popularized it.
We're done with that. No, he did not.
He popularized it.
There's multiple other rappers.
But who's the biggest? Who's the biggest Lil?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It probably is Lil Wayne, but no, he's definitely more artists before that.
Who's the biggest Lil right now?
I'm trying to figure out. Because even Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, Lil Sammy, like, you crazy? There's mad Littles in the early 2000s.
Mad Littles.
Littles.
So interesting. Think about, like, if you could have any name, but you're like, I'm going to be Lil. You could have any name, yo.
But it might just be, like, somebody else's name that they adopted and they just added Lil in front of it because they're a younger version of them. Look, all I know is this. Also, Meek Mill had a great decade, too.
Word.
Yeah, Meek Mill had a great decade as well.
I agree.
I feel like that's it, though. Let me see. Do you think Kanye had a great decade? Because I don't think Kanye drops. Yeah. You did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he did.
I don't
not a great. Well, maybe good enough to make top 10, but not higher than he normally is.
He wasn't in the 2000s.
No, 2010s.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying he wasn't as good as he was in the 2000s.
Oh, absolutely.
But he was good. But he's just like, he has such sky high expectations. It's like, you have to be Kendrick to meet sky high expectations.
But I don't think a lot of his music was really that good though. Like, I didn't like Yeezus, and I didn't like the last two albums he dropped. What album did I like?
The Life of Pablo. Was it The Life of Pablo?
The Life of Pablo. I like that album. Only one.
Yeah,
I like that out of the entire decade I liked.
Yeah.
That
song, Famous, that's a classic.
Facts. Mm-hmm. So, Cole, Kendrick, Drake, not in the order, because I know people are going to be upset about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
made a list. Do you remember? A year ago. I remember when I was in Toronto, because I was on my couch. I wasted a whole day chilling. It was mad snowy and shit outside. And I sent you a list. I think it was like 64 rappers, and I told you to do your bracket. It was when like the bracket stuff was really popping.
Oh, okay.
And I think Kanye won your bracket. And then I cheated a little bit, even though I think Kanye should have beat Lupe. I gave Lupe the win on my bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Man, I wish I had the photo of that.
Oh, yeah. So
that's dope.
Drake, Kendrick, Cole,
Tyler the Creator, maybe?
Sean. I do think Tyler the Creator.
I was joking,
but no, I mean, that's, I think she should. Tyler the Creator, for me at least. I would actually throw Nicki in there as well.
No.
Yeah, she had a great
I'm going to really lose, I'm gonna lose respect
a
for
decade?
You.
A decade?
Low, there's 10 people, and you're right now about to put Nicki in that list.
I think Nicki should make the decade list.
I lost a lot of respect.
So who else should make it?
I don't know.
Because a lot of rappers only been like, Post Malone has legit only been like
4 or 5 still years. Put him over Nicki.
Oh, no, I can't do that, no.
Yep. No. All right, it doesn't matter how relevant she's been over the course of the decade, is how nice is the music.
Yeah, that's true, because a lot of her music was actually pop music.
Horrible. And like, so, I mean, I remember like back when Nicki was first blowing up and Young Money, Cash Money, Millionaires, yeah. I really enjoyed her music, but then she just kind of started doing the pop stuff. And there's times where I do like when someone transitions to pop. I mean, Drake did it, and I still like Drake's music.
No, hers was like bubblegum pop.
Yes, and hers it was like, she just went for pop. A totally different audience, which is fine, but that's not me. So I lost interest. And then the most recent song I listened to was the one on the Baby's album, and it was fucking horrible. It was bad. It was just bad.
She has a few good songs, though. She had a song with Gucci Mane that I really, really fuck with.
Yeah, don't put her on the top 10. It's not a good look, bro.
Nah, I mean, you know, it could be.
There's so many other artists you could put there.
But what other artists?
I'm A Boogie.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up.
No cap.
We're going to wrap this up.
I'm not going to lie to you. Before we wrap it up, I was thinking this the other day. One of y'all know A Boogie, bro. Put me in contact. I don't know what it is. For a person, any person who does melodic music, I get tired of their music. But I can listen to a same A Boogie song over and over and over. I never get tired of it. I don't know. And it's only him when it comes to the melodic shit. Lyrical rap, I could listen to for days, but that's because I'm not listening to it for the sound. I'm listening to what they're saying. And even when I'm listening to lyrical, I have to like prepare for that. You know what I mean? You can't just listen to lyrical stuff on the bus. You have to be prepared. You have to be in the zone to really consume something like that. I'm just saying, like, yeah, he's top 5 for me. For me, my favorite, not best. Well, he might be. He's the best too.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the Spotify listeners. Shout out to everybody on Apple. Shout out to all the YouTubers out there, you know, hitting the subscribber. I know we did not say it again.
What the fuck?
But we're going to say it at the end. We'll have to make sure next time we say it in the beginning. Yo, shout out to everybody out there listening on Spotify, Apple. Everybody's watching this on YouTube as well. If you're not doing that, make sure you hit the subscribe button over on YouTube. Shout out to everybody who's supporting Peer-to-Peer Podcast.
We should really do a better job introing.
Yeah, we should.
But, we can do that on episode 3.
Yeah, we'll definitely, do that.
2 minutes.
What? Stop. any closing words?
Hey, subscribe to the RSS feed, Spotify, and all that. SoundCloud, do we do that? No.
Yeah.
SoundCloud died?
Huh?
Do we use SoundCloud?
No. Whoa, what?
Are we posting this on SoundCloud?
I mean, we might, but no, just follow the RSS feed.
Spotify. Hey, follow us on SoundCloud. No, fuck all Spotify. The other platforms. Spotify. I don't even want y'all to follow me on Spotify.
SoundCloud, I don't think.
Don't
SoundCloud,
even subscribe to the YouTube channel.
I don't think SoundCloud even keeps up the number.
SoundCloud, no. Y'all.
Do Spotify. It's
gonna be the biggest podcast on Apple. SoundCloud.
Oh God.
Who was it? Was it who's that Celtics fan? Bill.
Simmons. Yeah.
Bill Simmons. We're gonna take his spot.
Anyway, that's it. You're trying to be the next Bill Simmons?
For sure. I just have to say crazy basketball opinions from time to time.
You do that anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I'm
already fit for it.
It's been real. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening. We'll peep y'all out next time, bro.
Facts. Later, y'all.
Facts.
Nice pod, bro. Especially the part where you demonetize all of it. Really appreciate that. Off to a hot start. All right, let's do episode 3. No, stop. Let's get episode 3 out the way, bro.